A very good evening, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7, a live talk on Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the farmers who are alleging that they were duped of over $2.4 billion by some senior ZANU-PF officials in a farming input scheme that has gone wrong.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
This demonstration is about farmers. They just want to express their feelings to the president. They want the president to know that they were actually duped by some people who have been using the party logo, the party name, and some individuals who are in the party were actually involved. And actually, the farmers themselves approached the party seeking assistance, and that assistance has been was actually granted by His Excellency when he was on holiday. It was communicated to the farmers. The farmers are just worried. The season is wearing off. I think in one of the meetings, we actually told by the Minister of Agriculture that the last planting date for maize is around the first week of February. So, with all that has been happening involving the farmers, they are just concerned about the time. Time is going.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the alleged abuse of farming inputs by some senior ruling ZANU-PF officials.
Some irate farmers today staged a peaceful demonstration at the ZANU-PF headquarters demanding the intervention of President Robert Mugabe after they allegedly failed to get agricultural inputs under a project said to be linked to two senior ministers, and that is Agriculture Minister Joseph Made and Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo.
Of course, the farmers are bitter that they have not been able to access farming inputs promised by the senior ZANU-PF and Youth League officials working hand-in-hand with a company linked to the ruling ZANU-PF party, which is called Lush Investments. Of course, we did try to reach Mr. Chombo and Mr. Made, but unfortunately, they were not available for comment, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. We are also using Twitter. If you want to join us right now, join us on Twitter as well. And if you want to send another message on WhatsApp, here is our number. Is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitaura nezvekuratidzira kwaita vamwe vanhu pamusinda webato riri kutonga reZANU-PF vachitiwo havasi kufara nenyaya yekuti pane mari dzavakabhadhara kune imwe kambani inodyidzana nebato reZANU-PF Lush Investment. Mari idzodzo vakanga vabhadhara kuti vakwanise kunge vachipohwa mbeu, asi vari kutivo zvinhu zvinenge zvakaita manyama amire nerongo, vatadza kuti vange vachiwaniswa mbeu iyoyo. Kunyange hazvo mwaka wekusima mbeu iyoyo unenge waakusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanga vachitiwo mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanira kupindira voona zvavangaite nemamwe makurukota avo avari kutivo ndo ari kuita izvo. Vanga vachitaura ivo kuti gurukota rezvematunhu vaIgnatius Chombo negurukota rinoona nezvekurima vaJoseph Made ndo vanofanira kunge vachiongororwa nenyaya iyoyi yemari dzavo dzefotereza nembeu dzisina kunge dzakafambiswa zvakanaka. Hongu, taedza kuti tibate vamade navachombo asi nhare mbozha dzavo dzanga dzisiri kudairwa kipi
yemakambe zulu kandava linjani ndapelikona kunangapo ke yamakaya tinangapaisa phila sibili owamagama namhlanje ke esixoxa ngakho ikhona kokwenzakale esigodlweni sezanu pf khonangale ke eharare lapho kulabantu khona ade betshengisela besithi babhatala imali emangalisayo kwinkampani okuthiwa yi-Lush Investments. Inkampani leyi ke nxa bekhuluma bathi yayinganisekelwa ngumnumzana Joseph Made yena okhangele ezokulima kwele Zimbabwe njalo lo mnumzana u-Ignatius Chombo okhangele ezamadolobho. So ke lapha ukhanya ngazani imali yafakwayo sibili iphosa ukufika kumbi yedlula i-$2 billion labantu babecaa ukuthi kumbe bazaphiwa inhlanyelo baphiwe njalo le mfundiso ye-fertilizer kodwa bathi qha sebehambe kukhonakale owesikhathi esiningi abatholi lutho sizamile ye khonapha thini ukuthi sithole umnumzana Chombo kanye lo mnumzana Made kodwa-ke omakhala ekhukhwini babo ngazani bebengasebenzi kangako so ke nxa besilalele khonapha siyaliqedi bomnumzana nxa lisenelisa lisifonele khonapha litsho ukuthi kume njani ye sifuna ukuzwa ke ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolo inombolo lingasithitha kiyo ithi 0012026192077 labo ke abalolokho kuthiwa yi-WhatsApp inombolo nanzi 0012024650318 ye liyasithumezela umlayezelo siyawubala khonapha ke emoyeni
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about farmers who are alleging that they've been duped by senior ruling ZANU-PF officials. Of course, we are talking about 15,000 farmers, and the money is the money involved. Some are estimating it to be 2.4 billion. Of course, today's protest is one in many that have happened previously, beginning at the end of last year. Of course, and at one time, ZANU-PF Central Committee member Absalom Skosana was detained overnight by the farmers who were protesting that they wanted the inputs that had been promised to them after they had paid their money gifts.
Yes, la imlazelo ekhona ke ku Facebook. We always encourage people to send messages on Facebook, Twitter, and all those kind of social media. So one of the messages is from Mr. Mokwena Daniels, who writes, "Those officials take advantage because the government gave them farmers, and then the farmers, the farms that sorry, I'll take that again. So Mokwena Daniels says." Those officials take advantage because the government gave those farms to them after taking them from white farmers. And I don't think ZANU-PF government will stop that kind of looting. So I think I'll read only that.
Yes,
so
I think we have our two guests now. First, we have Mr. Morris Ngwenya, who is a political analyst and also a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
And thanks for joining us. And we also have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening. Mr. Mavinga? We'll try to
talk to him, yeah.
Back to him.
Yes,
Gibbs.
Okay, let's start with you, Mr. Ngwenya. What is going on at the ZANU-PF headquarters? Is this still going on? Are people still toy-toying and singing revolutionary songs against Mr. Chombo and Mr. Made over these agricultural inputs? What's going on?
Well, I think I need to point out clearly that the involvement of Comrade Chombo in this issue is because he's now the Secretary for Administration, and the involvement, perhaps the implication of Comrade Made is because it's the Minister of Agriculture. But if you recall very well during the Congress in December, Dr. Made is one of the first people who pointed out anomalies in this large scheme at the Congress. He really talked about that when he was making his presentation. This ordeal was made, it went through the office of the Secretary for Administration, who was by then a Comrade Didmus Mtasa. That is why we see these problems coming up. It involved Comrade Mtasa as well as Comrade Skosana, because there was an agreement or a partnership, a kind of partnership with the youth wing of ZANU-PF. But the nitty-gritties and the administration of the finances were done by Mr. Nelson Maupete. Of course, Mr. Maupete is well known for being involved in these fraud kind of things. It's a pity that our leaders in ZANU-PF did not take heed in some of the advice we used to give them. I had an opportunity to talk to one or two people before this whole deal was done to be careful about about Mr. Maupete, because he was, a few years ago, he bungled the presidential input scheme through CITCO and embezzled a lot of funds. He has been involved in a lot of fraudulent activities. And the other thing is, the president, when he was away during his annual leave, made an instruction that these people should be reimbursed through CBZ. Therefore, I think whatever the demonstrations are, yes, it's a follow-up on what the president did, but the president really offered a solution to this problem in December, right on time. Because if you look at the season, the farming season in Zimbabwe, it started in December, but it was a timid intervention by the president.
Thank you so much, of course, Mr. Ngwenya, for that clarification. Now, Mr. Mavinga, what is your take on this development? Farmers, we are talking about 15,000 farmers who are into this scheme. It was launched by then the Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, and of course, Simon Kayamoyo, who is the party spokesperson, actually blessed the first distribution of the inputs at the cold storage company premises in Harare. So the farmers are now saying that they've lost their money. The agriculture season is almost over. What is your take on this, Mr. Mavinga?
The problem that is here with the farmers who were duped of their money is that they are going to complain to ZANU-PF and appealing to President Mugabe to help, which in itself shows that the rule of law structures of the country have collapsed. Mm-hmm. This is why, one, the implicated senior ZANU-PF officials seem untouchable to begin with, when we have a police force that should enforce law and order in the country. And two, this is why you would find that those who are aggrieved choose not to use these structures, but rather would demonstrate at ZANU-PF headquarters and appeal to Mugabe, and not to Chiwori, who is in charge of the police. So it simply shows that the mentality within ZANU-PF is one where the rule of law has been disbanded and dismantled, and where Mugabe's word is law, and where Mugabe is the final decider of the fate of all these people. Now, it will depend on whether or not Mugabe is more aligned to those who are implicated or those who are aggrieved. So this is a sad day for justice in Zimbabwe. It should not be like that. Because, blessing, look, anyone should feel that they are equal before the law and that they enjoy equal protection of the law, notwithstanding their access or connection to ZANU-PF or to President Mugabe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
Yeah, nginomnumzana ke umhlanga osecingweni lapha. Baba Mhlanga, ungatshona njani?
Yebo, linjani?
Isiphila Mhlanga, iradio yakho i-on yini?
Hello.
Iradio yakho i-on?
Yeah.
Iyehlise baba, iyehlise sibili. Ngoba lapha yenze ukuthi kube nomsindo bija. Yeah, so ngizwa. Hayi baba Mhlanga, phinda njalo, phinda njalo. Yasilimaza.
Sengithisile baba, yebo. Baba Mhlanga, phinda njalo, phinda njalo. All right.
Mhm.
Yebo, sinjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kahle. Yanto bona sesikuzwa kuhle baba.
Yebo, linjani?
Yebo, ungathini ke ngodaba lolu lapho abantu asebechaya
itoyitoyi khona.
I think kumele simfonele back umhlanga. Ngoba ifonele today singani ilokuyi-feedback okunzima. Yes, samfonela sacela producer wethu amzame njalo nje. Yeah, so ungabe usume njalo.
Let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. Do you agree with Mr. Mavinga's assertion that the fact that people were demonstrating at the ZANU-PF and wanting Mr. Mugabe to intervene essentially points to a breakdown of the rule of law?
No, I do not agree. Perhaps Mr. Mavinga is not aware that the last time I checked, Mr. Maupete, the one who is involved in this, is behind bars as we speak. But look, what we are really concerned about is if it's a case of fraud, even if that person is arrested, at the end of the day, these people want to go and work in their fields. Just like as good as saying someone has been murdered. Even if you arrest that person, that person's life will never come back, the one who is dead. So I think this is the concern of the farmers. Even if Mr. Maupete is arrested or charged for how many years or 1,000 years, but at the end of the day, these farmers need input to go back. That is why they are appealing to the president to intervene to assist them. And as I pointed out, the president made a timorous intervention. I'm still really to find out what went wrong or where is the hiccup, because the president addressed this issue a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, still on you, Mr. Ngwenya. You know, the concept of kleptocracy works this way. If you are subordinate to the ruling class, you are given freebies, you are not arrested. If there is corruption, they will say maybe you are getting something like, you know, a token of appreciation. At the end of the day, if the party knew that this gentleman that you're talking about was guilty of some of those other issues, why then did the party allow that to proceed?
Well, that is the question really that Comrade Mtasa is supposed to address, because as the Secretary for Administration, if he had no ulterior benefits, I think he was supposed to take heed of the records of Ms. Maupete, which are not clean. But I think it's also very important for me to point out that cases of fraud are very, very complicated in the sense that there are some very, very smart criminals that you cannot easily catch up with or easily point to when they commit these cases of fraud. So you really cannot easily blame someone. These are complicated cases whereby people are very smart. If you look at the whole deal, really, these ZANU-PF officials that are involved were perhaps more or less like supposed to give weight, like in the case of Comrade Skosana, without really preempting anything about this case. But he was not involved in the day-to-day administration or the handling of the money and the administration itself. It was really about giving support or throwing weight behind the scheme, since it's supposed to benefit the members of his association or his group.
Yeah, ubambe khona phonga eka channel. Sesilomnumzana ke umhlanga njalo nje sephendukile. Baba Mhlanga, uyangizwa kathesi?
Yebo baba, ngiyalizwa.
Ah, uboni ke, yeah, ubona njalo udaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo baba ukuthi kunabantu abathengisene khona ngathi. Ubona njalo. Yeah, kubeka Mhlanga.
Into engiyibona lapha ukuthi baba into lezi ezokulima naloko okunye okunenginengi.
Hayi Mhlanga, udubanga ukuthi i-wireless yakho siyayizwa phela. All right, vale i-wireless sibili, ithi ncinci, ivale baba. Ivale kwezi sikuzwe.
Sengiyivalile.
Ya, uboni ke. Ye, khuluma ke sizwe baba.
Sengiyivalile.
Qhubeka ke.
Ye, into engiyithole baba ukuthi into ezenzakala ekulimeni lapha into eqhakatheka kakhulu. But
hayi Mhlanga, hayi. I think ngenxa ifoni yakho iba nje ngumqando. What is akufanele futhi baba Mhlanga? Ngoba I think if
ngiyiza imba.
Yeah, i-wireless yakho iyasiphoqa kakhulu. So lokho siyizwa ku background ikhona. So nxa lokho ikhona soze sizwanane lawo.
Ngivalile baba.
Yeah, khuluma ke sizwe baba.
Yeah, into engitsho ukuthi into ezezokulima lezo into ezichakatheke kakhulu.
Mhm.
Yangiza imba.
Yeah, qhubeka baba.
Yeah. But manje uyabona ubudlangudlangu lobu olwenzakalayo okuthatha izimali zabantu besenza njani njani laba yabona into eze zanu PF lezi sebehlale kakhulu ngabo bekwenza.
Mhm.
Siyangizwa imba.
Yes, yakuzwa sibi qhubeka ba.
Yee, bathi kathezi yabona ukuthi izanu PF into lapha ehlupa khona ngeyokuthi yona ngabona umuntu esamfuna. Uyenza intando yakhe yonke ayenzayo ebantwini whatever it is. Kodwa ngabona ngasibe ukuthi nga sokulobacara abazangifuna ukuthi bemkhiphe. Sikhona beza kuthatha khona kuyathi bekufaka into account njengale into akade besebenza kubani abo ojabulani Sibanda ubani bebeyadingela amacala. Kodwa laba u-Ignatius Tshombo kajayihlangana namhla into zakhe lezi ezokutshontshela abantu umuntu lo is a failure from the onset edayisa.
Mhm. So ke kodwa ye kubeka futhi kubeka ba.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think I can get it. Tshombo has never been a good guy, but for the fact that they still want him in ZANU-PF, Umgabe can just turn a blind ear from a deaf ear on that guy and leave it a blind eye.
Mm-hmm.
But Mtana is a good guy, some phone in a test. Until that's born into this, it's a little bit of a mix of roads and things like that. Kula ukona na yomu yomto wawam hede linto zake. Kota for the fact that umuntu ose kwa peni dika lele ZANU-PF. Vele kanya ba uwoni. But abantu basi asupega. Tina abantu baya fangatezi kule ngoza ya zangala le zupko le pachega pioneer lean. But nobody ever said anything besides uwenza abakondolensi kupere. But abantu siya pena katezi. Ikulima lo economy yabantu kathesi it's only driven by farming.
Mm-hmm.
But kathesi for the fact that the trade disturbs or that is imali zabantu indlala ingabuya siza kuthini.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana Mhlanga, sibongile kakhulu baba, uhlala uphenduka phela.
Alright.
Yeah, kulungile. So Mr. Mhlanga is saying that you know, in ZANU-PF it appears as if you are still wanted by the top guys, they'll keep you until they know that you've got some cases to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So when they want to check you out, they will simply revisit those cases.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, now we have to get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he says, this has been going on in ZANU-PF for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it needs to be checked.
Vama vinga muchiripo here parunare. Ehe, tirikuona kuti vama vinga vamwe varipo. Vaka mboendiswa kumapurisa vanga vari vakuru zvikuru sei mu Youth League ye ZANU-PF, uye mapepa anga chandiswa nekambani yanga ine logo yebato re ZANU-PF. Mari yakabhadharwa nevarimi, zviri kunzi zhinji yacho yakatenga motikari, maselfoni nezvimwe. Munoti kudi?
Ine ndinoti zvinhu izvi zvaitika izvi zvakanaka pakuti zvinoratidza uori huri muZANU-PF. Zvoratidzazve kuti vanhu vemuZANU-PF vanga vasingateereri zvachose mitemo yenyika. Saka iko zvino zvaakuitika pakati pavo, vaakuona huipi hwehuori. Vaakuona kurwadza kwekuti unobirwa mari yako wosara usina kana bhutsu, usina mari yefotireza kana mari yemeu. Munhu wacho akubira kuti ndiri shefu, haundibati chatuwaro. Iko zvino vari kuzvionawo kuti nyika inofanira kuti ive nemitemo inotevedzerwa, kuti ani nani anenge achigunun'una anofanira kunomhanyara kumapurisa. Munhu anenge achipomerwa mhosva ovhenekwa, zvisinei nekuti hanzvuya akapfeka ndeye musangano upi. Dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti kana munhu akati ini ndiri comrade, ndiri wekuZANU, hamundibati, munotonyarara mese. Dambudziko iri rinofanira kuti ripedzwe. Asi kupera kwaro ndiko kuti kana zvavakuitika mukati mavapa chavo, vavaratidzira vachiti vamugabekindirai, zvavakureva kuti ngozi iya yadzoka mumusha yava kuti zotsipikwa zvino. Ndokudai kwenyaya yatiri kuona iyi, kuti iko zvino vari mukati meZANU-PF vari kurwadziwa nekuparara kwemitemo yenyika. Kazhinji zvaimbozi kana vari kunze ukaronerwa hama dzako kana kuti dzikaponwa, hauna kwaunoenda kana muparanzvongo ari weZANU-PF ari chamatumba mukati meZANU-PF. Iko zvino vamugabe kana kuti vaigadzisa, vaifanira kuti mapurisa ngaaite basa sebasa pasina kuti ngana ndeweZANU-PF. Vanhu ngavasungwe vagare mutorongo. Dambudziko rataka chiona iko zvinoti mbavha dzanga dzichimhanya kunosvaka upoteri muZANU-PF. Mbavha dzinenge dzaamba kwakati kwakati dzinoti tipei zvigaro muZANU-PF kuti tigoshaya anotibata. Ngazvipere izvozvo pasi nehuori muZANU-PF.
Siyabuzwa vhiki. Okay. So
of course, he's saying that, you know, Mr. Mugabe must direct the police to do what is required of them under the country's constitution. And those who are corrupt must be arrested.
Yes. So, okay, so we love Nuzanus Busiso, Ekwen, Kulangalik, South Africa. Babas Busiso, Unautron Jani?
I'm your Peter, too.
Yeah, Wujan Kunapla Konaba.
Hi, Yanis.
Yeah, Nanso Inda, Bungatin Lamchanch.
Babu, and the Unda was a talent, Uti, Ushelo, and the Studio 7, Magun, Uti was, Uti, some Paratway, Yella, and Eddie Lord. Who then, Mesu, Elizabeth, 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 amadorobha namadorobha nezindlu nezindlu maybe 4 or 5. So yonke into abayenzayo bazenzela ukuthanda kwabo ukuthi bavala amacala uyabanikeza umdala ukuthi abazitholele izimali ngendlela ezingekho emthethweni kuhluphekisa abantu elizweni. Ilokuzena amaplazi banamaplazi amaningi phezu kwalokhu banikeza abantu amaplazi sebebuya bewantshontshela futhi laleyo mali ukuthi befanele belime ilizweni likwazi ukuqhubekela phambili. Abantu bethola ukudla abasakwazi ukuthi benzeni and le mali abayidlileyo angeke ibuyele emuva angeke bayithole labo nje kuyikukhuluma kuphela ukuthi kwadlula imali ethile kodwa akekho umuntu ozobathonisisa ozobabeka icala ukuthi ababhadale or ababoshwe. Wonke umuntu nje olaphana esikhundleni ngabantu abadala abakhulileyo bacindezela ikusasa lelizwe. Akula ngubeka phambili engaba khona elizweni. Ngaphezu kwalokho badla bona benza yonke into basaqhubeka futhi becindezela thina. Kumanje nje sigcwele indawo zonke zomhlaba ngazi indaba zabo abantu abadala.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana. Yey, qedisa ngamafitshane baba.
Azoba bathu.
Yey, ngamafitshane pokuthi cha nje mfitshane 10 seconds.
Hayi babudube yikho kona lokade ngiphete kodwa ke ikakhulu babudube sacela ukuthi abantu uma bengena lapha ehleleni bangene bekhuluma into ezakhayo lathi esilaleleyo sikwazi ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kukhulunywa ngani nale ndaba yehlele ukuthi sibe sicela ukuthi phakathi kweviki lisinikeze nje ukuthi namhlanje lilanga lokuthi nje kukhulume izifiso zakho izinto ezibona zenzakala.
Hayi, sizakwenza khonokho mnumzana Zibusiso, siyakuthembisa sibili kuzayenzakala khonokho.
Ngiyabonga mbuti.
Sibongele kakhulu mbuti. So Mr. Zibusiso is making a request first before, you know, anything else. He says, can you please open the mic for us to say anything of our choice? Maybe once a week. Yeah. Then went further to say that Mr. Mugabe is perhaps to blame for what is happening in the party because he has allowed all this kind of thing to go on and on without being curtailed, you know. So he says, you know, he's giving free rein to everybody in his party to do whatever they want. And lastly, I think he mentioned the fact that he has been in power for a long time with his colleagues. And this money is gone and gone for good. No one is going to recover it.
Of course, tina vamanasi variparunari. Magadi vamanasi. Vamanasi?
Hello.
Vamanasi, loud mungurambi, maka bata, timbo, toraka break, to zoka kwa muri, Mr. Ngwenya, and also Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is that we are streaming live. So please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are also on YouTube. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, lingakhohlwa sibili ku YouTube lokuthi ingena ka tesi www.voazimbabwe.com. Yeah, as quick sense okay. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.